So panel, our audience is made up of sort of a wide variety of lawyers, many of which may not engage on a regular basis with risk managers, insurance professionals. So would each of you explain your role, your focus in Jenny's case, a risk manager, in Bob's case, general counsel, and in Joe's case, as an insurance consultant. And Jenny, I'm going to start with you, if you'd explain your role as a risk manager, as the director of risk management at EOG.
Well, as the director of risk management at EOG, my main role is to identify the risks that our company is taking every day, you know, including operational, financial, reputational, and then implement the best ways to avoid or mitigate those risks, basically to protect the company's balance sheet. You know, I always keep in mind that the risks are always there. It's really how we choose to manage them that makes the difference between an exposure and a loss. So with that, I'll pass it on.
Great. And why don't we go to Bob Ryan as the general counsel for Stallion Oilfield.
Yeah, I don't have the fortunate expertise of Jenny or Joe to focus on just risk every day in the insurance context, but I get my share of it operationally every day. We operate from the North Slope of Alaska to the Gulf of Mexico and some overseas risk, so my day begins early, and a lot of times it happens that, you know, it will be an accident that I have to deal with, or it will be a contractual exposure, or it will be some other type of risk that sort of pops up in the office.